produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Welcome to Josie's Inspiration Radio Network, USA World, sponsored by Kayla Padgett. This is Coach Terry, Terry Wellness Coach Jackson, and it gives me great honor and pleasure to be with you this morning, this evening, this afternoon, wherever you are across the world. I want to talk about belief. I want to talk about what is it that you believe in? What is it that makes you get up every morning and accomplish your goals? You know, I think about Jeremiah 29:11, where the Lord says, "For I have plans for you to prosper and be in good health, plans for you to have a hope and a future." And when I think about belief, I'm like, do you believe that? I mean, our Most High God, who has provided the breath of life for us on this day, believes that we have something good to offer the world. We're each unique, divine, and wonderfully made. But there's many who don't believe that. There's many that don't believe that they were created to do well and to get the desires of their heart. And that's what saddens me. So when we talk about our wealth is our wellness, your wealth is believing that the Lord is your light and your salvation, and you shall not fear anyone but him. For he is good, for he is gracious, for he gives you the desires of your heart, for he is the light unto your path and the lamp unto your feet. But you have to believe that. You must believe that you were created and given a purpose to live on this very earth. You know, I think about what we talked about a few weeks ago. God has so many plans for us, and we can miss it. And the lovely thing that I love about the Lord is that he allows us to make our own choices, your healthy choices, the best decisions about making a move on the job or not, or to stay put, whether you should get married or not, whether you're ready to do that. I have to be honest with you. I'll share a personal story. God told me I wasn't ready for marriage, and I did it anyway. And although we had some wonderful times and years together, and we created two beautiful children, the marriage didn't last. I'm not perfect. He's not perfect. We're human. But what I would say to that is that I wasn't obedient. I wasn't ready. But God allowed me to make the choice. I made the choice, and I believed that it could work. I believed. And it didn't work. And he said, you weren't ready.
So when we say the Lord is our light and our salvation, whom shall we fear? We have no fear because he's for us if you believe. You see, I have no worries. I mean, I might have some concerns. I'm a mother of two young adults, 20 and 22. And when they leave my home, I'm a little concerned, but I know they're in the Lord's hands. I know that I have raised my children the way that God would have them go. I believe that they are covered. I believe that they will make the best choices for their life. I believe that they will drop to their knees and shout and cry out for God in the times of need. I believe that they pray and they talk to the Lord at every breath and step that they make. I believe that he has plans for them to prosper and have a good future. I believe that their health is their wealth. I believe that they have assignment on this earth to bless other people. I believe. I know many of you that are listening could share some similar revelations, stories, and miracles that the Lord our God has done. And I just want to give you praise, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord, for all that you have done, Lord. I want to thank you for giving us patience, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I want to thank you, Lord, for giving us a house. I want to thank you, Lord, for putting a roof over our heads. I want to thank you, Lord, for the food on the table. I want to thank you, Lord, for all of those who still have jobs in the middle of a pandemic, Father God. I want to thank you, Lord, for those who don't have jobs right now and in the middle of a pandemic, Lord. I want to thank you for that time that they've had to come to you, Lord, and ask you for a direction, Father God, and that you've birthed in them. That you've impregnated in them, Father God, an idea, a vision, a business, Father God, that's given birth right now, and that it is multiplying and multiplying in magnitudes of wealth to bless others, Lord. We have to believe that when we get into a situation or circumstances that may not look so nice, that we all just have the faith of a mustard seed, Lord. The faith of a mustard seed that everything is going to be all right if we believe. If we believe. There's many of you who say, you know what, Coach T, I've done great during this pandemic. I've lost 10 to 20 pounds. I'm eating better. I'm spending better time with my family. We have time to play games. We have time to eat together at the dinner table. We've done amazing things together as a family. Glory be to God. Sometimes we have to look at things that may disappoint us can turn around and be a divine assignment from God. You know, we have to discipline our disappointments, right? And we have to just walk and say, God, I give it to you. I surrender all. I don't know what you're doing, Lord. I don't know what you're doing, but all I do know is that I trust you and that I believe in you. That I trust you and that I believe in you. I think it's John 20:29 that says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. You will have eternal life if you just believe. If we just believe. I think about my father, who is deceased now, and he's in those pearly gates of heaven and living in paradise. And as a young child, he used to say, Terry, you got to believe that you are great. You got to believe that you have something good to offer the world. And he instilled that in me for years. When my grandmother instilled the foundation of the Bible and the Lord Jesus Christ,
And my dad, too. He taught Bible study. He was an educator. He taught me African-American history. He taught me American history, which is African-American history. And that it shouldn't be separated. They should be all the same because we are Americans. You know? And that God created us all different, but we're all equal. But we're unique and wonderfully made. And that we have a divine assignment on earth. You know, love thy neighbor. Love thy neighbor. And we're living in a world right now where there is a lot of hatred, a lot of separation, a lot of discrimination. And it's because we haven't taken the time to sit down to get to know one another. Have we ever gotten an opportunity to sit down and get to know each other? Ask a few questions and find out what's the most important thing to us and how we would like to make a difference and change the world. Those of us that have, we may see color because we're human, but we also see souls and we love them and we embrace them and we build relationships based off of who you and who they are. That's when your health is your wellness. We said wellness is a balanced channeling of energy. Are you balanced? Where's your energy? If you're constantly saying, oh, I'm never going to get there. How come it's always me? It's always something. I'm never the one to win. And basically, you're putting that out in the atmosphere, which is negativity. I believe that your attitude is your altitude. So if you believe it's going to be a great day, it's going to be a great day. And a great day in the Lord. And then he's going to order your steps. Guide you every single day along the way. He's going to whisper the wisdom. He may yell the thunder so that you can pay attention to him. Give him the time. Your wealth is your wellness. Get that balanced energy physically. What are you doing to move the bones, the muscles, to increase your circulation? You have no idea when you move that you may come across something that God has for you. You may meet someone along the way that has that blessing. But if you sit in the same place and you don't move, then that stirs up depression, disbelief, no hope. But if you get up and you tell God, thank you for another day, and you walk and you continue to put one foot in front of the other, 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 and ask God to carry you and to guide you along the way, you will get the desires of your heart. So physically, where are you emotionally? Where are your emotions? Are you able to be happy? When's the last time you laughed out loud? When's the last time you cried tears of joy? When's the last time you cried out to God and asked for help? It's okay. It's healthy. That's a balanced channeling of energy. Where are you spiritually? Are you giving your Lord, your God, the attention that he needs? Are you reading your devotions? Are you in Bible study? Are you paying your tithes and offerings? God is good. He's good all the time. All you have to do is believe. Believe. I'm going to encourage you to journal. And I want you to start it out with God, I believe, dot, dot, dot. God, I believe that I am unique and wonderfully made. God, I believe that you have plans for me to prosper and have a good future. God, I believe in a magnitude of wealth in my life. God, I believe that I am healed by your stripes. You get what I'm saying? Do that for yourself. Write it down. I guarantee you it's going to do a multitude of difference in your life. This is Coach Terry on Your Wealth is Your Wellness. On Josie's Inspiration Radio Network, USA World, sponsored by Kayla Padgett. You all be well and believe.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.